What was the 19th, the 20th, the 21st, and every other day of August and the rest of 2013 and now in here to 2014? What were those days like? I mean, in a normal development model, your work would be done, but at this point, it does not seem like that's the case.
Yeah, absolutely not, Brian. It was the days following launch were really eye-opening for the team. First of all, seeing consumers' reactions on various forms of social media was a blast. The team was so excited to see the reactions from consumers as they got to enjoy this project that we have been working on for the past 3 years in their own living rooms. And I think it was very eye-opening to see just how well people responded to Infinity.
Now, if I'm correct, I'm not 100% sure I'm correct on this because I don't totally trust these numbers, but the last numbers I saw was roughly somewhere in the area of a 3 million user install base. Was that what you guys were expecting up to this point? This seems like a product that will take a while to grow. Are you happy with where you guys are with your current user base?
Absolutely. We're very excited about the success of Infinity. As you had mentioned, we are now over 3 million starter packs sold, and we're a top 10 game of the year, according to MPD data in North America. And the success of the Frozen Toy Box Pack that we released in December proved that the Infinity strategy is true, you know, that we don't always have to build new games, and that consumers can actually get great experiences with Disney characters by purchasing new IGPs for the platform.
But the hard part about that is keeping someone's attention on your product. With a Call of Duty launch, for example, they get a certain amount of money to blow on putting pictures on the sides of buses and stuff like that for about 3 months, and then that's it. You guys are given the task of keeping Disney Infinity on the minds of people with probably not that much money going into your advertising development. How do you keep this game fresh and in the minds of people with those constraints?
You know, Brian, I think one of the core pillars of Infinity is actually our community. And that's one of the ways that we keep Infinity popular with the existing install base, but also potentially new Infinity players. We have a very robust community, and it's growing. We've had millions of toy boxes downloaded that were created by users, basically user-generated content. And we have new challenges each week that allow us to introduce new content created by the community to the community. Like last week, for example, we just completed our Winter Games Toy Box Challenge in celebration of the kickoff of the Olympics. We had over 5,000 toy boxes submitted from the community. And so what's great is that the community, almost on a viral-like level, is beginning to tell everyone how much fun Infinity is. And we're continuing to support the community with special events and other forms of outreach on social media.
Now, our outlet did get a copy of Disney Infinity, but I was not the one to review it, so I'm not entirely sure. How are you guys specifically reaching out to those outside people, the people outside your community who you keep bringing in?
Oh, in a variety of different ways. That community itself is actually sharing now with their friends and family the creations that they have made inside of Disney Infinity's Toy Box mode. I think that it's we're seeing a very similar pattern to the early days of Minecraft, wherein people were creating these amazing things and then beginning to share them on social media, whether that's photos on sites like, you know, Twitter and Instagram, to full-on videos and instructions of how they created these incredible toy boxes on things like YouTube and Vimeo.
One other way that video games sometimes get promoted, or at least talked about, is you give them to us, you know, ink-stained people in the press and say, hey, you play this and, you know, give your thoughts and spread that out. I'm not 100% sure of every score that came in, but you look at something like Metacritic, and they're averaging it out to be somewhere in the mid-70s. Are you guys happy with what the people who review games on a regular basis, what they think of Infinity?
Yeah, I think that there was... I think that if you look at the larger, most respected outlets that are out there, like your Game Informers and your IGNs, those outlets were the ones that gave Infinity some of the highest marks. I think that as people spend time playing the game with their family, that's truly when you begin to understand how much fun Disney Infinity really is. So I think that the more that people can spend playing the game multiplayer, the more fun that they ultimately have with the game overall.
Well, for something like this to continue going, you'd have to have not just good content, but you'd have to have constant upgrades, or at least the additions of new content. You guys seem to be doing it through packs of new figurines that you guys bring in from time to time. And I was just wondering what the future of that was. I know that right now it's the Sorcerer Mickey from Fantasia. Is that the future for now, or is that, you know, the present? And what do you want to say about sort of the future of the franchise?
So to talk about the present, we've got Sorcerer Apprentice Mickey, as you had mentioned, releasing Sunday, February 9th in North America. And what's fun about Sorcerer Mickey is that this is the character that, for the first time in more than 30 years, Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey, who is primarily featured in Disney Parks and Resorts, is actually going to be appearing in a video game. The reason why we had chosen Sorcerer's Apprentice Mickey from all the other options of Mickey Mouse and the various roles he's played over the years is so that we could leverage his mischievous nature to deliver gameplay that, you know, is really unique to Disney Infinity. So he's got magic broom sweeps, and he also has some mid-range attacks where he's using magic. So we really thought that that was a fun version of Mickey to bring to the platform. And then over the next few months, we have a Phineas and Ferb toy box pack, similar in execution to what you saw for Frozen, coming out, which is going to allow people to now customize their entire toy box to be themed to the show, and also allow you to unlock chests inside of the toy box mode that'll give you access to some powerful tools and packs for these two characters. Regarding any other future content, though, beyond that, we're not ready to talk about what that might be or announce anything new at this time, but we're definitely very excited and hard at work to continue supporting all the fans of Infinity, both present and future.